During the week, I enjoy skimming through the newspaper in a cafe. But the weekend is the best time. There's nothing like lying in bed with the paper, a good cup of coffee, and some croissants or toast. Or when the weather is nice, sitting in the garden and reading about what's going on in the world. And well, I have to admit, one of my favorite places to read it is in the, bathroom. I can spend a good half hour there reading the paper. Aside from newspapers, I really enjoy stopping at newsstands and spending about 5 or 10 minutes browsing through magazines. And of course, I also enjoy going to bookshops and checking out the latest novels, particularly historical novels. I just can't seem to read enough of those.
Vicky Patterson. I don't really consider myself to be a big reader, because I don't actually read a lot of books. Most of the reading I do is either on the internet or in newspapers. I can't start my day without skimming through the newspaper during breakfast, checking out what's going on in local news or maybe what's going on in business. Mainly, I just look for the articles that look interesting, and I save them for later when I get back home from work. Then I like to curl up on the sofa with my newspaper and a good cup of tea. The truth is, I don't have a lot of time for reading books, and I don't have a lot of interest in reading them. Once in a while, I'll read one of the bestsellers or a good romance novel, but I spend a lot more time surfing the internet, checking out my favorite blogs. That's where I get my information from, and my entertainment. It works for me.
Page 44. Listening Comprehension. Exercise A. Listen to take notes. Listen and take notes to answer these questions about each speaker. Listen again if necessary.
Suyomei. There is nothing I like more than curling up with a good book. I like all kinds of literature, novels, general fiction, short stories. I also read a lot of books written by Japanese authors, translated into Chinese. My favorite author, though, is Chang Ailing. She is a very famous author from China. Her work has inspired women for many generations. I like to read whenever I have a bit of quiet time, like early in the morning or during lunch hour, and at night when I'm lying in bed. I usually read in a small room next to my living room. It's like a small library with good natural sunlight. I really don't enjoy reading in coffee shops or other public places. I need a quiet space to read. For me, reading is a spiritual experience that gives me great personal satisfaction. Television and movies can't do that. I can't understand why anyone doesn't enjoy reading. I can't think of any better way to relax, to forget the pressure of each day.
Ignacio Saralegui. I really like to keep up with the news. I get the paper delivered on weekends, so that's when I enjoy reading it most. Pretty much from the first to the last page.